Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. Today I'm going to be discussing William Wordsworth and all his wonderful attributes. I've always had a soft spot for Wordsworth because of his love and admiration for nature. His appreciation for nature always reminded me of my grandpa. My grandpa used to tell me every day there's something to be grateful for, even if it's only the weather. He always used to say not enough people are grateful for the trees, the birds, or even the tiny flowers on the side of the freeway. I always loved hearing his outlook on life, and Wordsworth has that same spirit. Now let's get into the reason you're all here. Wordsworth. William Wordsworth was an English poet who wrote during the Romantic era and helped redefine poetry. In my opinion, he was the backbone of the Romantic era because he broke away from the 18th century neoclassical poetry and wrote in the real language of men. William Wordsworth believed poetry should come from the spontaneous overflow of powerful feelings. This marked the shift from reason to emotion. This is one of the major traits of Romanticism. He challenged the elitist norms and believed common people were just as worthy subjects of serious poetry as anyone else. William's poetry was accessible, and he wrote about ordinary life, his love for nature, his childhood, and spiritual connection. These themes and topics made him a popular choice. Before I dive into his writing, I first want to mention a little bit about his background. Wordsworth was born on April 7, 1770, in Northwest England, and died on April 21, 1850, at the age of 80. He had four siblings, but was especially close to his sister, Dorothy. Wordsworth wrote one of his famous poems, "I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud," after a walk he had with Dorothy. Dorothy was also an amazing poet herself. Unfortunately, he didn't have the happiest of childhoods. William's mother died when he was 7, and his father passed away 5 years later. Losing his parents that early had a profound impact on his life, personality, and poetry. To add salt to injury, he was separated from his siblings and went to different guardians after his parents passed away. William felt very isolated and alone. This caused him to have deep longing for unity, connection, and memory. These later became major themes throughout his poetry. Hearing this broke my heart for Wordsworth because I could not imagine losing everyone I love in the span of a few years. I think his strength to keep going and staying positive is admirable. Okay, back to more facts. William then turned to writing in his teenage years. He became serious when he studied at St. John's College in Cambridge in 1787. His writing continued to grow by the early 1790s after traveling to France and being influenced by the revolutionary ideals. He initially supported the ideals of the French Revolution, things like freedom, equality, and social justice, but didn't agree with the revolution when it turned violent. William Wordsworth's popularity was gradual. William Wordsworth published his first collection of poems titled An Evening of Descriptive Sketches in 1793, and it attracted very little attention. Many literary circles didn't even know him yet. It wasn't until his breakthrough moment in 1798 when he published Lyrical Ballads, which he co-wrote with Samuel Taylor Coleridge. He met Samuel Taylor Coleridge in 1795 through a mutual friend and instantly hit it off. Through the 1800s to 1840s, Wordsworth gained fame and was respected among his peers. And in 1843, he was appointed Poet Laureate. This meant he was officially chosen by the British monarch and government to be the nation's leading poet, a ceremonial position that honored a poet's contributions to literature. Now I want to read one of his poems and give my thoughts on it. I'm going to read I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high over valleys and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze, continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way. They stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in springly dance. The waves beside them dance, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. a poet could not be gay. In such a joined company, I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth that showed to me had brought. For oft when my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon thy inward eye, which is bliss and solitude. In this poem, Wordsworth is recalling a moment when he had wandered alone and feeling detached, lonely as a cloud. And then suddenly he sees a field of golden daffodils. In this moment, he is filled with joy, but shortly after he feels alone again because they're gone. However, and the memory of the daffodils returns to him and fills his heart with pleasure. This story is about nature's emotional impact and how walking outside and exploring Earth can be good for the mind and soul. Themes in this poem are finding joy in the simplicity, imagination, nature's power, and reflection. I also want to look at another poem. This one is titled, "The World is Too Much for Us." The world is too much for us. Late and soon, getting and spending, we lay and waste our power. Little we see in nature that is ours. We have given our hearts away, and sown did boon. The sea that bears her bosom to the moon, the winds that will be howling at all hours, and are gathered now like sleeping flowers. For this everything we are out of tune. It moves us not, great God. I'd rather be a pagan, suckled and agreed, outworn, so I might, standing on this pleasantly, have glimpse that would make thee less forlorn, have a sight of Progetus raising the sea, or hear old Triton blow his weathered horn. William Wordsworth. In this poem, Wordsworth is explaining how people have become too consumed by material possessions and are not in awe of nature anymore. He says in a line, "The world is too much for us, late and soon, getting and spending, we lay waste our powers." To give some context, this is written around 1802, which during this time would be the Industrial Revolution. This meant everything was getting bigger, cities, population. This caused people to turn away from the countryside and nature and move to the city. William believed that if you're disconnected from nature, you're disconnected with yourself. Overall, William Wordsworth was the backbone of the Romantic era. His admiration for ordinary people, not elitists, is admirable. His love for nature is incredible. His outlook on life was so positive despite all of his challenges. I think William Wordsworth should be read by everybody, and I think his attention to details and his ability to go outside the norms is what shaped literature today. Thank you.